Tablet 9, Meditation. Meditation, in the simplest terms, means to calm the mind and direct its attention from the external world to the spiritual world. So silence, fasting, a good environment, purification, a healthy body, etc., all help in having a strong, calm mind. Contemplation and concentration on higher thoughts makes a person rise above the lower self to the higher self. Using special words of power, mantras, will also help to activate the chakras, psychic centers, and bring the energy from the lower chakras to the higher ones. Allah is a word of power, vibration of the seed of the mind, so its repetition and thinking about the Lord will raise the consciousness. However, silence and fasting together is one of the most effective ways of calming the mind. Closing the eyes and concentrating on mantras is best for sharpening the spiritual understanding of the aspirant. Prayer and chanting with utmost devotion is the cleansing process of the soul. To pray is to talk to God. To meditate is to listen to Him. Surah the family of Imran, Ali Imran. Zechariah said, "My Lord, lay upon me a token." He, the angel, replied, "The token for you is that you should not speak to people for 3 days, but by signs, and remember the Lord much and praise Him by night and early morning." Verse 41. What this verse presents is that silence, the remembrance of God, the meditating on Him in creation, is a part of growing closer to Him. That is why meditation, silence, and being an observer is recommended by all great spiritual teachers. That is to keep yourself away from the crowd and think about creation, what is going on here in this world, why we are here, what we are doing, what we are, what is God, etc. Remember God standing, sitting, lie on the sides and contemplate the creation of the heavens and the earth, which makes them to humbly utter, "O Lord, you have not created this in vain or without purpose. Holy you are, preserve us from the torment of the fire." Verse 191. Love your God with all your heart, mind, and being. Remember your Lord and meditate on Him. He is all the time. Miracles and disbelievers. As the consciousness of the human rises, there will be fewer demands for miracles, and emphasis will be more on teaching and understanding the realities of the spiritual world. In the past, many miracles were shown in order to awaken the low consciousness of the regular humans and develop belief in an unseen power. However, the human with a higher consciousness in this age does not need to be shown miracles. He can look at his body, universe, and all things, and see the hand of the invisible power. Also, people usually put their attention on the miracles performed by the prophet or on his personality, and they forget the true teaching and depth of his revelations. That is why those who are ready for the realization of the truth behind the realities of the spiritual world do not need miracles, and those who will not believe even after they are shown the miracles, as has happened in the past. Listen to His voice in your heart. Sirah Jonah, Yunus. There will be no miracles because people will become so attached to them and the personality of the prophet that they forget about the teachings. They ask, "Why has not a portent been sent down to him from his Lord?" Say, "O Muhammad, only God has knowledge of the unseen. So wait. I too wait with you." Verse 21. Surah the story, Al-Qasas. Miracles make people become so attached to them that the true teaching is forgotten. Also, it is true from the past examples, they do not create better believers. They said, Why is he not given the like of which Moses was given? Did they not disbelieve before in which Moses was given? Verse 48. More prophets will come. This truth is revealed in Surah 5, verse 54, which in general states, if Muslims, or those who call themselves Muslims, fail in their fate, duties, and following the real teachings of Prophet Muhammad, they will be disregarded. A new nation or people will be selected as the current forerunners of the champion of belief in God and being completely in love with Him. God also will love them because they will be humble towards believers and stern toward disbelievers. They will be striving in the way of the Lord, who are striving with God. As you know, Israel means he who struggles with God. Who are those who struggle with him? With him means to be with God as a team. They are the elected ones. If people do not follow the example of the elected ones who brought Islam, then these elected ones will be incarnated somewhere else, and they will again establish God's faith there. They will become new Muslims, or new submissive ones. This again shows that Prophet Muhammad does not regard himself as the last prophet. He says there can be other prophets who will come with the elected ones and bring the truth again and again on this earth. So in these verses, Prophet Muhammad clearly declares that he is not the last prophet. There will be more prophets to come. The reason Muslims believe that Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet is primarily based on the word in the Quran, which has two pronunciations with two different meanings. The word Hatim means the last, the end, and Hatam means the seal. So the sentence which has this word can be translated as meaning both, that Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet or is the seal of the prophets. In a sense, both are true. As it is explained in our writings, Prophet Muhammad brought the religion of Islam, which means to be submissive. That is the highest spiritual realization. And if prophets are referred to as those who bring a spiritual message to humanity, and being submissive to the Lord is the highest spiritual message, then no other messenger after Prophet Muhammad can bring any higher spiritual realization to humanity. So, he was the last prophet. Also, as the greatest sign shows, the sign of Islam is at the very top of the greatest sign, like its seal. So the messenger is also the seal of the prophets. However, he is not by any means the last messenger who will be sent to humanity. In fact, no one can be the last messenger, because even after the whole truth has been revealed to humanity, still there are people who will be sent to interpret these truths for the humans. Furthermore, the true teachings usually are lost after some time, and new messengers are necessary to come and bring the lost truth back again. Surah the Table Spread, Al-Ma'idah. Muhammad was not the last prophet. O you who believe, whoso from you turns back from his religion, know that in his stead God will bring a people whom he loves and they will love him, kind and considerate toward believers, firm and stern toward disbelievers. They will struggle in the way of God and will fear not the blame of the fault finders. Such is God's grace, which is bestowed upon whosoever he wills. God is all-embracing, all-knowing. Verse 54. Surah the family of Imran, Ali Imran. A righteous human being whom God had given the scripture and wisdom and the prophethood will not say to people, worship me instead of God, but they say according to their duty, be faithful devotees of God. Verse 79. God can give prophethood to anyone he wishes, in any time of his any time of history before and after Prophet Muhammad. It is completely up to him. Even thinking that any prophet is the last one is a sin, because we are saying what God should do or should not do. The Lord God has a great plan to fulfill, and he will not stop until it is done. Surah, the children of Israel, Bani Israel. There will be more prophets which God will send, using the same method as with the previous prophets. That has been our method in the case of our messengers whom we sent before, and you will not find our method to change. Verse 77. Surah, the pilgrimage, Al-Hajj. God chooses his messengers from among the angels and men. God certainly is all-hearing, all-seeing, verse 75. From whomever is able to become a prophet, and whenever it is necessary, a prophet will come. Therefore, you cannot bind God by saying that any prophet is the last one, unless you are a disbeliever, not surrendered. Surah, the criterion, Al-Furqan. More prophets will come. God can send more prophets. If we so desire, we could raise up a warner in every village.